The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, hello everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit, and welcome to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 12. So glad to have you either watching or listening, both. Whatever you choose to do, we love you. But in today's episode, got plenty to look forward to. It's a spooky theme because Halloween is near. And so by proximity, we made it a Halloween episode. We talk about some school stuff, some stories.
Very spooky. Yeah. That might be the spookiest part of this.
That's why it's the spooky podcast. Talk about some education stuff. We move on to a dumb question for the week.
Not a dumb question, though. We all didn't know it.
So. Yeah. So, can't
more
be that
of a curious
can't be
question.
That dumb. Or we're all just dumb. Some spooky stories. Apparently, everybody loves ghost hunting shows and whatnot. Didn't know that. And some streamer drama or streamer world stuff.
Lots of content creator world stuff.
Huh? Lots of fun stuff. With that said, let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Halloween episode. Mainly just because
It's close to Halloween. We said we were going to do it.
Hey, all right. Rob is like, I'm dressing up.
Costume didn't get here in time.
We did dress blue up.
We did.
Michael Cera.
I look amazing.
You do.
Like,
I don't know what I look like.
You look like Michael Cera. If I didn't know better, I would have thought you were Michael Cera.
You ever seen Superbad? That's you.
That's that guy?
If you don't shut up, I swear. You don't know how often in my life people are like, you sound like that guy from Superbad. It's actually draining. I actually want to.
Not only do you sound like him, you look like him too.
It's true.
I was thinking about that too. I don't remember. Like, he was in Juno and Superbad, but that was like
Scott
Pilgrim Saves the World. Yeah, that was like 2010 though, right? Or something like.
Yeah.
What is he? Is he just chilling?
On the GG Over Easy podcast.
Well,
now, man.
Aside from the side hustle,
here I am. Welcome.
But anyway, we dressed him up, Rob.
My Halloween costume didn't come here in time.
But baby, you know I did. That's right. I pulled it back out. We're One Direction, baby.
Oh my God.
We're One Direction. You like that?
Oh, my eyes. My cardboard eyes.
You literally were like.
You like that?
I was like, did you dress up as anything? He was like, hold on, give me a second. And then he came out in this.
No. When Rob's like, we're going to dress up. He said this on the last week. I was like, I know what I'm doing. I had to. I've talked about it, dude. It's legendary.
This is literally what he was wearing the day I rolled up to him at the party.
You like that? This is actually, well,
I don't remember what
until
the
day it was a workout.
I plan on being Gardner Minshew, all right?
Dad, like,
but
like you have a minivan, and this is your Halloween joke. Your costume is a joke. You're a joke, Mr. Fruit.
The only reason I wake up every day is so that I'm one day closer to the next Halloween where I can do this, okay?
This is your day.
Let me have my day.
What's your favorite Halloween costume you've ever worn?
I did actually put a lot of work into this. I like stitched it up and stuff. My mom helped me, dressed up as a chicken.
A chicken.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I was like 13.
Okay.
But like I should prep like.
Not going trick or treating, right?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, okay.
But
wow,
this was the thing. Like, but like I didn't have like a chicken suit or like feathers, but I had like this whole, it was like a chicken Superman, mm-hmm. like a chicken if he was a superhero. And then for some reason I just went around and everyone would give me candy and I go, thank you, remember to eat more chicken. Because I was Chick-fil-A's unofficial sponsor. Or
I see.
Yeah, that was it.
And that's all you did.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, I'll be honest, I go pretty low effort every year.
Pretty low effort? That was the only year you really liked?
Yeah, that's probably most I've ever done.
I liked, I bought this like, I didn't buy it, I was like 10. My dad bought it. It was like this $70 like Halloween mask. Bless my dad's heart. I wanted it so bad. And it was like a pirate mask. It was super spooky. And that was the coolest costume I ever had. It only fit me for like, it was so big too, dude. It was meant for like an adult. And like this little 10-year-old was wearing this like $80 movie mask. It was sweet though.
What about you, Blue?
I honestly can't say. Well, I don't know if you guys have ever played Killzone, the Hellgast. Yeah. One season I tried to do like a really scuffed cosplay of that costume, whatever. It came out pretty okay. You know, it came out pretty okay for like what a 14-year-old dude. Yeah. Could do with his resources at that time. So
I respect that.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I never really got I'm not a crafty person. I have like go and buy it.
Well, this is what gets me. When every girl's like, I'm a cosplayer, and they just buy the bodysuit, Zero Suit Samus thing or whatever, and they're like, I'm Zero Suit Samus. Like, literally, you're just wearing a one piece. Like, a onesie.
I'm cool with it.
And, but, or like the diva suit. And they're like, I'm a cosplayer. Whatever. I'm like, I'm not even a cosplayer, but I'm mad for the people who actually take time to cosplay. And you, whatever.
To like stitch their costume.
Yeah, but it's something like that. Like, someone, people would rightfully get upset at me Halloween. Like, that's not even a costume because they went all out. And I'm like, you're just mad that this took me 1 minute and still counts. And you're
still. See, and that's the thing, too. That year that you came as that, I don't even remember what I was that year. But I remember that you were that.
Yeah, you remember the One Direction, baby.
I mean,
I was in line for Chipotle because you get like the free burrito.
Yeah.
On Halloween or whatever, if you're in costume. So I had to go up and be like, what are you? I'm like, I'm One Direction. And they're like, oh, just take your burrito.
You suck.
Like, thank you. So yeah, Halloween episode number 12.
Blue, do you have an ad read for us? Because we probably almost forgot about that.
A review.
Oh, that's
ad
right.
Read, you mean a review by our loyal
might as well
viewers,
be an ad for
right?
our podcast. You know?
See what I did there?
Yeah, we have a review by Caper. I think Caper. That's how you say it. My bad, dog, if I messed that up. Cured my ligma. This podcast is truly so entertaining. And I just want to say thanks to the guys for being the best group of content creators on the planet. So basically just Mr. Fruit. Although I do have to say, I am very impressed with Blue's ability to remain entirely still every episode. So please give him my praise.
Still doing it.
Yeah.
I'm popping off.
That's actually, he cosplays as a dead man every single episode.
Hey, if this cures ligma, man, that's great.
I mean, hey, that's one step forward for science, man, for mankind.
We're cornering the medical ligma market.
Yeah. They're like, doc, I got ligma. Like,
oh, here you go, son.
Right. Take this.
No, he pulls up the, like, because for some reason they have an old CRTV, you know, and it goes to the clip. Rob's sitting there. So wait, if you have a 3D printer, how are we going to run out of resources? We just keep printing. And it's just
like,
like, I can breathe.
I can breathe.
Like, does it every time.
Like, what an idiot. What? I talk.
Wow. Speaking of which, okay. Yeah, got to get this out of the way. Last episode, we had the whole is Rob allergic to the sun thing. And Blue and I have had to deal with Reddit posts, tweets. I've gotten emails, comments on my videos.
You know, a lot of the complaints, too, can be solved by just watching the episode again.
Yeah, like... They didn't even... Okay, so let me just go ahead and explain it. Everybody is like, Fruit and Blue were wrong, and they need to apologize to Rob. Or like, they were so mean.
Yeah.
And
I felt attacked.
What people fail to realize is literally we explained the whole reason we were making fun of him is because originally he's like, guys, I'm allergic to the sun.
I still think I am.
Literally, it's so overblown.
That position has not changed.
Seriously.
I think after my stands came out and like protected me, I think I'm doubling down. I'm doubling down now. Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm lawyered up.
See, we also See, we also have to have context because literally right before, because it's not like we didn't know about people sneezing to light. Like Fruit,
which
literally
I mentioned
about
in the podcast.
He was like, "Hey, he literally Shark has that problem."
Yeah, I was like,
"It was literally the podcast."
Yeah, I was like, "Rob, look in that bright light," and you're like, "That's not how it works."
I mean, yeah, it doesn't. Like, it's not just all bright light. Like, it has to just be like the sun. When I'm, I didn't sneeze leaving the gym.
That's
not, I did sneeze leaving
that's
the
not
house.
How that works. But the point is, right before we started the podcast, Rob was even like, "Yeah, this started happening like a month ago." So from me and Fruit's perspective, we're like, okay, that's not something you've dealt with.
I'm allergic.
And he's just been dead set on this for like a week. Like, I am allergic to the sun.
Tell me I'm wrong.
And so we were right. You're not allergic to the sun.
Yeah, I'm not.
But everybody's like, he's photo. Like, there's a word for it. And I mentioned it in the podcast. And what you fail to realize, we weren't making fun of him because he sneezes at the sun, or we don't believe he does. We know he does. It's that he's not allergic to the.
That's what we're making fun of.
It's just when I realized, like, does anyone listen, man? People are just getting upset.
No, they
get
don't.
Upset.
So funny, man. Like, I had so many comments. They're like, you know what, Rob, dude? You were right, man. I don't know why they were yelling at you, dude. Just, hey, keep your head up, dude. Stay strong.
They didn't see the unanswered messages for a whole week. Guys, I'm allergic to the sun. Guys, I'm not. Look. Guys, I swear.
Guys, check it out today.
I sneezed again. Guys, I'm onto something. I'm allergic to the sun.
It's like a difference between like a conspiracy theorist and like a journalist piece, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's like, yes, well, the photic sneeze reflex is, that's not what Rob did. Rob was, bro, the sun is trying to kill me. The sun.
It's after me, man.
So I just want to clear that up because my guy, it's like literally Reddit post. It was one, like the Reddit post was literally titled like Rob and, or Blue and Fruit need to apologize to Rob because they're wrong. That was, and there are people like, yeah, they were so mean to Rob. Oh, they were so wrong.
You guys were.
Just like, God, you can't have any fun, man.
I'm on my white knights.
So just want to preface that.
Thank you.
And then everyone's like some guy was complaining we don't have MDs talking about random stuff. It's just like,
neither do you, big guy.
Yeah. I'm
practicing right now.
Yeah. Ooh,
I have
nice.
Prefaced that we have general knowledge on stuff. And we will say something.
I have 140 IQ, at least.
At the very least.
At least 140.
I'm about 80 or 60. I think that's what a chimpanzee averages.
Oh,
like
really?
60 or 80.
Like Forsen has 140. That's what I'm about.
I have no idea. I actually took an IQ test with
Did
Claire.
You really?
What'd I never got the score back. Well, apparently she like brought it in because she had to do it for her master's program.
Mm-hmm.
So she had this thing and she was like, you have to like I have to do something like do this for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going through and I'm doing the whole test.
Mm-hmm. How many questions?
It was taking forever. It was like an hour in.
Oh.
And we were only like halfway.
Ugh.
And
it's like CSAP.
Yeah, so I was like, and she was also like, well, when you get him right and stuff, like, I have to do more work. So I was like, okay, sweet, I'll bomb it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just started failing. Like, I would get like two questions right. Yeah, because they're like sections. You get like two questions right, and then I get one wrong. And if you get like one or two wrong, you move to the next instead of going through the whole thing. So I'd be like, 13 plus 7. Although that's not at all what the questions were.
13
plus But like, 21. And then she's like, okay. And then like, move on.
Mm-hmm.
So it went faster. But she went in and showed the score. And like the first half, the teacher went, who did you test? He's like, I've never seen someone score that high on like this portion of the IQ thing. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. And then I was like, I probably should have finished the whole thing then. But yeah, she was like, I've never seen someone score that high.
What was the portion that you scored really high on?
It's something about like pattern recognition and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you seem to be a pattern kind of guy.
But so yeah, it was something about like certain part of learning that I did, but like, because there was stuff like too, like she had blocks and she would show you a thing and you had to take the blocks and assemble as fast as possible. And like the thing, you have different triangle pieces, whatever. And if you get it wrong, you did it. Or if you do it right, you're timed. And so like, I got everyone right in like record time. And I don't know. So I was like,
in record time.
I was like, I'll take it. Like, I'm big brain something, I guess. I can put triangles together.
I never took it. I've always wanted to, but like, I've always been really afraid to get my score.
But I do remember because I was sitting here, I was like, this is such a dumb test. Like, how do you measure like intelligence with this? Because a lot of it too came down to like knowing the English language too. It was like, what?
Like grammar, nouns?
Yeah, there were some. It's like, what does equilibrium mean? It wouldn't be a word like that. It would be a little tougher.
Yeah.
But you'd be like, well, and then you have to like either like define it or use it correctly, something like that. But I'm like, if you don't have like a native English speaker or someone who just whatever mm-hmm. whatever reason doesn't know these words that you don't need to know, you know, idiot,
dummy.
There's just something. It was like, how does this test? Like this isn't practical at
yeah.
all. And so, yeah, IQ tests are strange.
I mean, that's what like the ACT is and like SAT for yeah. like all the they students test out there.
Certain learning.
Yeah.
And so people who learn that way and are intelligent that way do well.
Yeah.
But that's not all there is to intelligence.
My reading was terrible. I hated that test. I took it twice. I took the ACT twice. I'll tell it now. I was really embarrassed at the time when I first took the ACT. I was very sick, though. I had like the flu or something like that.
Uh-huh, sure,
but it was
sure.
like the day I had to go.
Yeah.
Because like it's either that or you pay for like to take it. Because the school will like pay for it for like you to take it your first time. If you take it for a second time, then like you have to pay for it. First time, dude, I got like a 16, like a 17. I don't remember. It was so bad. I cried for like days. I cried for like days. And then I like retook it and I got like a 21. So oh,
nice.
Enough to get into Colorado State, baby. Go Rams.
Did you have to take the SAT or the ACT, Blue?
I took the SAT. I never took an ACT.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Because so we the had
SAT, SAT is like a California and like I think like a Texas kind of test.
I thought it was more Eastern.
I don't know.
I don't actually know.
I think it's more California. I know SAT is California for sure.
How'd you score on the SAT, Blue?
I remember my exact score. I got a really high score. Yeah, my...
He's a genius.
Big brain.
My teachers were quite impressed with the dude who never talked in class. So.
Those are the ones you got to watch out
They're like,
for,
wow, man. You're really smart. And I was like, nah, you know.
We never knew.
Yeah, whatever, lady.
Whatever, lady. Now.
It's because you're, unlike other people, you can't learn if you're talking.
That's very true. Quite honestly,
it's like that whole saying.
It's probably the truest thing I've ever learned in life.
Like you can't listen
if you're
talking. You talk less,
you learn more.
Exactly.
Anyways, it was ironic because my SAT score had like literally no effect on if I was going to get into college I wanted to go to in the first place or not. So
I have no idea if mine mattered.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think mine mattered.
I think I did really well on everything except science.
I did really good on everything other than reading. Reading was like the...
For me, reading and writing was my best.
Hate reading.
That and math.
Well, I can't fast read. I hate reading in a time limit because I like freak out. And you guys know me and words don't get along. So it's just like I freak out.
We were playing Modern Warfare last night and you're like, Belgium, yeah, let's go Germany. His name was like Balron. Like, how did you even get Belgium out of that? Like,
no, I got Berlin.
Berlin.
It was Berlin.
But like there was like H's and A's and all this. I was like, how'd you even?
Like the young rookie from Berlin playing, and it was like Berlin.
So anyway, nice tangent as per usual. It's cool. Yeah, love it. I was actually doing a commentary though, and I was about to go on my whole educational system reform. And mm-hmm. I was like, you guys probably don't want to hear that. And there were people in the comments like, no, we want to hear how we should reform the education system. I was like, all right, maybe one day. But It boils down to the same thing with tests.
Mm-hmm.
They're only testing one kind of learning.
Yeah.
Specifically just like, can you store this small fact in your mind for a test? Can you memorize that? And then dump it. It's not even testing long-term
and, like,
memory.
Retain in it.
Yeah, no retention.
It's like very linear information.
Yeah.
There's nothing like...
Not comprehensive. You're not trying to find out if they understand it. Mm-hmm. Just can they remember it?
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between... like answering something and just getting it right or having to show that you
show
understand.
That
yeah. Like understand, like
show your work.
They're better about it in college in some classes. The bigger ones though.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Where you get stuck with the,
when you're in a class like with 130 kids,
yeah,
I think like my freshman year, my smallest course was maybe 70 kids. And like,
yeah.
And that was
nuts. It's just multiple choice tests.
Yeah, and
that's all it is.
And that's really all it is. And then when they give you the study guide, it's just questions. And so, okay, let me just re over this 9 times over.
That's why I was able to breeze through school because I just found a way to like really easily night before cram, remember ish what I needed to, and then.
Well, procrastination was my best friend when I was in school, and like
amen.
I worked better under like the procrastination kind of thing because I felt like the pressure to like do it and stuff like that. So just like. I always just waited till the last second to do it because I was like, well, now I have to do it.
Just get the teacher's answer key and print the answers on your water bottle. That's how I got 3
Oh, really?
Appreciation.
Wait.
I was very lazy in senior year.
How'd you put it? You put it on your water bottle?
Well, most teachers in my school were not particularly
Dude, our school was like
specifically my math teacher. People would always find the keys to
the test
or whatever, because they would always keep them in like these binders. So what I would literally do is print the key on my water bottle and put my water bottle on my desk. You're sorry. Sorry, friend. I don't mean to ruin the perception of me being smart, because I'm not. See,
like,
but,
there's no way.
That's problem solving, though.
We would ever find.
See, that's
teacher.
A different kind of smart. You know, you found a way to circumvent the system.
We had like Moodle and like all those like stupid things. I hate. There's no way you
George
could
Orwell cameras.
Yeah, there was literally no way we could ever find a key to like.
I did in college. My younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
He was taking same class as I was. We just had like different periods, whatever. It's some sort of like business management. I was like sophomore. He was freshman. Had the test coming up or something, and we were rooming together at the time. And he's like, "Hey, you got that like business test coming up, or final like this Friday, whatever, right?" I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Like, who's your teacher again?" And I was like, "Some old white dude." He goes, "Oh, I have an old white dude. Yeah, yeah." He's like, "They found the answer key for the final. Like, apparently, he does the same one every year."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah." I was like,
"Yeah."
All right. So my note cards were essentially the question C, this D. This A. So I just did flashcards real quick. Okay, so that one's A. That one, like, not even like just the remembering. Like, okay. Like, apparently doesn't change anything. Literally every year.
Mm-hmm.
So go to class that Friday for my session, like early morning. I sit down. I'm like, this is gonna be an easy one.
Ah.
Look at number one. That is not a question. And I start going through. No similar. Turns out we have different old white guy teachers. I've never done so bad on the test.
No,
no way. You were just like, it was just you. Like,
it came down to me like, okay, well, I think if I answer C for every single one, I'm bound to get like half right.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it came down to.
See, and if it wasn't answer keys, the backup would be like key point stuff that I like would be like on study guides and shit. Right? Because there's a limit to how... There's usually study guides aren't particularly long. So you usually be like, I'm not going to remember this shit. Write it down.
Well, I just remember like when the teacher would be like, okay, for the final, I have to let you guys use a little note card.
And I've never written so small and so legible in my life.
Seriously. I'd be like up at like 2 a.m. with like a magnifying glass on. Like, all right.
Put it in Word. 2x font,
yeah,
or like 2 pixel font, and print that out. And just
A squared plus B squared.
Yeah, okay. So that wasn't even planned, but we'll love it. We got through all that. But we're going to start out with this episode's Is This a Dumb Question?
Oh.
I don't know if this is... It's strange. I feel like this is a dumb question, or maybe it's not.
Oh, your dumb question.
Yeah, it's
his mine.
Dumb question.
Wow, this is
probably
twist.
One of my smart questions, like if we scale it a little bit, I guess.
Well, I just think about it. Halloween, right?
Spooky.
I have no idea where the holiday originated. None. Every other major holiday.
I don't either.
Yeah, every other major holiday. I'm like, okay, like Christmas. Okay, that comes from
Jesus.
We have like,
I think,
and way Santa back Claus. And that stuff. Yeah, Santa Claus. Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, was Halloween from the start just like a corporate or a
for like
capitalism
candy?
Holiday or whatever? Yeah, I don't know. But I feel it's got to come from somewhere.
Okay,
Thanksgiving comes from
up,
somewhere.
Before we just look it up and find the answer, because that would be boring.
there,
I would think.
I feel like I was explaining once.
I think it would come from like the time there were witches and stuff like that.
That's what my answer is going to be.
Yeah, when like people were like, "Ooh, you're a witch," and then like we're going to burn you.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, we're going to burn you.
Now,
and like
dead.
Maybe like one day they're like, "Hey, let's all dress up too to be like a witch and like get rid of all this energy."
Yeah, I feel like it was probably something, and then someone's like, "We can make money off this."
I mean, yeah, that's probably the way
but
it actually happened.
It maybe I wouldn't be surprised too if it was maybe like a religious thing with like witches and they're bad and like demonizing it in like a day maybe to I don't know, like a don't
yeah,
be a witch day.
Yeah, my guess is that there was a king and his name was King
Calorie.
And he makes his appearance again and he made up the Halloween.
That or they're like some famous witch trial day or something.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Do you have any theories, Blue?
Not really. I imagine it would. My original answer would have been something related to witches, or like it was like an event or something that covens or some shit would be a part of, or they're like, oh yeah, this on today, October 31st, is Witch Day, bitches, or some shit like that. I don't know.
But Halloween didn't start, like, they weren't trick-or-treating, though. Are you asking, like, when Halloween started, or are you asking when the
tradition trick-or-treating is definitely, I feel like trick-or-treating was something that, like, was the corporate part of Halloween.
Same,
then.
Like Santa Claus, that comes from mm-hmm. Christmas. It yeah. started from something, and then they're like, hey, we can do this, too. Money, 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 yeah. So I think same way, there's probably something, and then they're like, wait a minute. We can Candy. Find a way to, yeah, I don't know, capitalize on this.
Dentists.
But I just Googled it.
Okay.
And this actually does kind of ring a bell. It originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain.
When people that does ring a bell.
Would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as a time to honor all saints. Soon, All Saints Day incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain. And so I'm assuming it just picked up from there. Because, what was it? 8th century. The Pope decided that. So, yeah, that's...
He was there. I saw him.
Yeah.
Blue was there, too, apparently.
We were there. Well,
and then as to when it turned into... Up, yeah. Well, the dressing up was there, I guess. But as far as when the trick-or-treating started, who knows? That's not really what I was curious. I want to know where the day came from.
Well, now I'm curious about, like, when trick-or-treating, like, became a thing. Okay. You would have to think, like, maybe after we beat the British... Like, because, like, we beat the British. We're stoked. Let's give kids candy.
Well, that's one thing.
Was candy a thing in the 1700s?
I doubt it. I don't even know if they knew, like, no.
No, there had to have been candy.
But what?
Like,
maybe sugar cane,
like
straight up.
Yeah, like a candy.
But I think sugar cane wasn't even native to...
Sugar?
To Europe.
No, but
like,
I'm talking...
the sugar cane.
I'm talking about after we beat the British. Like, we owned them. That's 1776.
Oh, after we beat the British? Oh, well, there's got to be something at that point. I thought you were talking, like, 8th century.
No, I'm talking, I'm talking after we beat the British.
I don't know if they had anything aside from meat and potatoes.
So, the answer for trick-or-treating, if you guys are curious.
Yeah, I am.
In North America, it didn't start until 1920s or 1930s.
Sounds about right.
For one reason or another. But the origin of it...
Origin.
Did come from Britain and Ireland. Apparently, it dated back to as early as the 16th century, where kids would dress up, go from house to house to collect food, and sometimes warn of misfortune if they were not welcomed.
Another stupid question. Are we the only country that trick-or-treats?
At this point, probably
not. Said Britain and Ireland started on it, so
yeah.
Probably okay. Not.
I just had no idea.
I just figured it started, somewhere over there. And then obviously Europeans were like, we're going over to
that
America.
That looks sweet.
And so we took a lot of their stuff,
I want some Jaffa cakes, mate.
We did kind of yoink a lot of...
Yoinked like everything. Stuff.
I mean, we yoinked our freedom too. Which was
pretty much everything in America is just like a best of hits.
We just took what we liked. Right? Well, we like that. And we'll take that.
Take
that
accent.
Like that.
We don't want that. You keep that.
You guys can keep that.
You guys can keep that.
I wonder... I'm surprised it didn't stick around, though.
What, like the heavy accent?
Yeah.
It just kind of turned into like a Georgia accent, and then it turned
into
like
that,
a New York accent.
Well, think about that,
but
how, if everyone came over that was British,
why did it just stick around? I don't know.
Well, I imagine
diction
a lot of it
and like
happened,
all that kind of stuff.
I imagine a lot of it came from whatever
were the great American
British accents merging with like natives learning English and having their own accent.
Yeah. I was
so
thinking something
like
that, or like
generations grew through because native, the way I guess natives talk in English is very, what I think a lot of people consider like the lack of an accent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
well,
maybe that
people
like
say,
over the years just.
Well, you would think we have an accent though to the people like in London and stuff. They're like, oh,
yeah,
you guys accent, mate.
Well, us, think Midwesterners or whatever are the ones who have like
nothing.
Yeah, we don't really have. Yeah, us. There's really no anything.
I would, Blue, you don't have like a Texas accent at all. I would say that.
I have moments of it for sure.
Do you? Like,
I don't,
do you have words? Like y'all?
Yeah, definitely y'all. I do say
what y'all doing?
Quite often. Yeah.
My mom says
I don't really I honestly think most people really do see most American accents as lack of an accent. Because, like, I think...
Oh, no. I think...
With a
I
lot
think,
of...
Go ahead.
I think with a lot of British people, I think a lot of people who are from outside countries think, like, the typical American accent is, like, the Southern draw...
100%.
Accent.
Yeah.
Accent. I think that's what they consider the typical American accent. I don't think people are, like, when they hear, like, us talking, they're like, oh, yeah, that's an American accent.
We're boring.
Now the get that gator over there, boy. Like that.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Well, we're going down yonder.
Hey, I'm gonna go shave my sheep real quick after this ad break, real quick.
Ooh.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back to the spooky episode, GG Over Easy.
We talked about school, and that is
that was the spookiest
that's
thing,
the
yeah.
spookiest part.
Doesn't get worse than that. Although I did want to touch, since I thought that possibly Two Halloween originated somewhere around the Salem witch trials.
Mm-hmm.
That was just me spitballing. I was like, oh, witches.
Yeah.
And that reminded me, never learned this in school. So I don't know if it's a more recent discovery or just wasn't as well known. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you've heard of this.
Yeah.
Now. But obviously Salem witch trials, most public education probably teaches it.
Pretty
seems
metal.
Like that's, yeah. One of those things. Pretty crazy. But only until recently did they have like an actual explanation as to what was going on.
What do you mean, actual explanation?
So, people weren't just, like, crucifying people and saying, you're a witch for nothing. They were actually all high. Yeah.
High on what?
So, did you know this, Blue?
No, I didn't know anything about that. I'm intrigued. Yeah. Continue, please.
So, what ended up happening was I think I looked it up to remember the name of it, but they linked it. So, apparently, all of their like crops or their wheat was
contaminated
with this fungus called ergot. It's a fungus blight that forms hallucinogenic drugs in bread.
Oh.
So essentially they were eating some gross, stanky bread.
They were eating acid bread.
Yeah. Fungus
that
bread.
That Rob was on.
And so they ate it and they're straight tripping balls. So they're walking by Nancy's house. Tripping balls, and they look in the window. Nancy's eating 2-year-old Jimmy, and you're like, whoa,
you're a witch.
Kind of looks yummy, but whoa. And run into town, guys. Nancy's eating her son and candles and demonic, like straight up. They're literally just saying what they hallucinate, were just
so wait,
tripping balls on.
Are you saying that the people that they burned were the ones on hallucinogens, or the town
no.
was on hallucinogens?
Town.
And
the people who were, balls. Yeah, tripping balls. Were the ones like I would be trim balls. I'm like, Rob, why are you drawing a pentagram?
I'm just kind of standing here.
Damn it. Yeah, and you're doing nothing. And then I'd be like, kill the witch. And then
everyone would be like, yeah.
Yeah. And then just mob mentality.
See, with social engineering back then, though, with how it was even more, with how much more powerful it is now, it's like the dudes who are tripping balls legit believe they're witches. And then like these other people were like, oh my God, wow, they're really passionate about like this witch being a witch. So then everyone's just like, well, guess she's a witch. Guess we got to kill her.
And then I assume everyone started tripping and they just associated that with either someone putting a hex on them or a spell or the other person straight up being a witch.
Very spooky.
Yeah, it says ergot thrives in a cold winter followed by a wet spring. So straight up, they were all just eating.
And they just
some
found
nasty
this out.
Bread.
How did they find this out? Like, did they find like old?
Well, apparently, this was in 1976. But he offered the first evidence that the Salem witch trials followed an outbreak of rye ergot. I'm trying to remember how.
What year
they
did the Salem witch trials happen?
That was like 1600s or 1700s, wasn't it?
No, it's got to be a long time ago.
Yeah,
like 20 years ago.
But yeah, it's funny to think like nowadays, something super easy we'd notice out. Yeah, you don't eat that. But instead, they're all eating this thing. They're tripping balls. Everybody thinks they're witches, burning people left and right. Like, yeah, get them out. I wonder if like that passes and then they're eating normal bread. Finally, and they're like,
God, that would. Be, I mean, like, that would be ridiculously terrifying, though.
Yeah, but like, they have no idea.
Took acid. And you didn't even like, and you don't have any concept of what acid is.
Yeah,
dang. You're just like, I could have saw witches.
Holy shit! Like you'd be trip. You'd think the world's ending.
Yeah, I mean, they for sure would if they saw what I saw.
So I don't blame them, especially knowing that, because before it seemed like there were the theories or whatever that like it was like, a religious sect trying to, you know, doing whatever. But now they were just tripping balls.
Poor people, man.
I always thought that was such like I figured that out though, and I was like, that's hilarious. It sucks for those people, but that's.
Yes,
it's pretty.
Sorry
hilarious.
To put you to the stake, but
literally just a whole town tripping balls.
Hey guys, we were just really stoned. Our ball.
My bad. Can we unburn him?
Yo, put that one on me.
Yeah, you just put that. My bad. An IOU or something. Yeah. So just wanted to talk about that.
I've actually been to Salem in a Halloween time. When remember when I was talking about Wes during that one episode?
Yeah.
I went. His family lived in Salem. When we went to the Patriots game, his family were a big Patriot fan.
So, big witch fans, too.
Mm-hmm. So, but it was super cool. Super nice town, though. Like, it's really cool.
Well.
And they put on a show
just,
for Halloween,
too. You know, minus the murdering innocent people.
I was going to say, with that history, they got to, you know, they got to work a little harder. They got to go the extra mile.
Yeah. Super cool town, though.
We don't burn anyone anymore. We swear.
Come on in.
That, you know. That's pretty cool, though. Yeah. I've been there.
Really cool.
I need to eventually go and do like a tour on the East and see all the older American stuff, whatever we have left, like Underground Railroad stuff.
I'm going to the Patriots game and when they make it to the playoffs, if they make it. So if you want to come.
Yeah, if. Man, I'm worried about you guys.
Shut up.
So we'll move on. Does anyone have any good spooky stories?
No, I don't believe in like ghosts or anything like that. So like, or like... I've never had an experience like that, so I find I've never had a spooky experience, so, like, if anything, like, I've had doors close when, like, I'm downstairs and stuff like that, and my family be like, oh my god, a ghost! And I'm like, it's probably just a draft. Like, I always just try and rationalize it, because I don't want to be scared.
I've never been, like, terrified of paranormal anything, quite honestly. I think, like, honestly, real life is already scary as fuck, so...
I think ghosts probably have nothing to do with us.
When it comes to like magic kids? And like, oh, spooky ghosts, I definitely don't believe in any of that. Like doors closing and stuff. Because I can, so many different aspects of those small things can be explained with like actual.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did
and
your doors
I just
close?
Never had an experience either. Like just.
Yeah, I have to say the same. I've never had like a paranormal, mm-mm. like outside the realm of my understanding thing type of event happen to me.
But I also
like,
don't
I
out,
find any explanation.
I don't go looking out for it either. Like the people who like go out there and like, hey, we're going to stay at this place where 18 people were murdered. Yeah. Like
no one wants to stay here.
No, see you later. I'm not going to go do that. Like I'll go play Fortnite instead.
Yeah. I'm not inviting evil.
No, see, I don't. And then like when I go to like, so like I've been to the Stanley. So you know what that is, right? Like that's where The Shining was filmed.
Yeah.
Or in like when it's like inspired from because it's like a haunted
mm-hmm.
and everyone's like, whoa, the energy in here is just like so like
oh, it's yeah
it's heavy on me and it's just like I don't feel that at all.
Bro, get out the EMP readers.
Yeah, it's like
try and see
and so I've never had an experience like that. So it's very hard for me to like to relate to that because there are people out there who have said they have had crazy experiences, but the craziest thing I've had is like maybe that door opening right now. Would probably just, what if it
I see the vibes and the atmosphere of those shows are way more interesting than like the actual thing they're covering.
I hate those shows, dude. Like the Ghost Hunter shows that are like, is there anybody in this room right now and can make a thing? What was that?
Oh
like,
my god.
Wait, and then they do like a replay, and it'll go like in slow motion.
Or they'll do
I actually used to love watching those.
Oh really? Just, that was your guilty pleasure show?
Them. But because, like, it was interesting because, like, just to see, like, people, like, legit, like, think of this stuff. There was one that actually did spook me, like, legit, where I was like, oh, that's kind of fucking terrifying. It's this doll island. I don't know where it is. But they it would, the backstory was that there was a man who couldn't save this little girl from drowning off of the, you know, the in the river where this island is.
Yeah.
He felt so bad about it that he started collecting all these dolls and decorating the island to try and appease the little girl's ghost. So whenever, so like at night they stayed there and there's all these creepy, like decrepit, decapitated dolls.
Like decaying.
Yeah, decaying. And that actually did legit kind of spook me. That was the first time I legit, like genuinely got like,
well, that's like
from
a,
watching
a
those shows.
Thing you can actually see, like a doll looking at you. That's weird. Like nobody likes that.
There's certain things in like scary movies where stuff like that will happen, or like they'll see something, but I would be like, the power of Christ compels you, and I'm just out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm the same way. I try and rationalize it, and I don't believe in them. But I'm also not going to do something in case they do exist. You know what I'm saying?
Like a Ouija board. Would you ever do one of those?
No.
Never?
No. Even if it's probably all bogus. I'm just not like that. I'm not going to go stay in a haunted house. You know what I'm saying?
You're like me.
Just, I might not believe, but at the same time, you know, like, let's just leave that alone.
Yeah.
Because like, what good, if it is a thing, you know, what good can come from it?
Yeah.
Although we could also just completely misinterpret them, and all ghosts could be cool and chill. And they're like, yo, afterlife's not that bad, dude. Or they're like, you guys are missing out. So I don't really know. But I don't know if I said this. I don't think we're doing GD over easy. Did I, the story, the really only encounter I've had in my backyard at my old house?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't think I told it, but
I don't,
we'll go so. Again. I'm sure I've there's never, some people who haven't
if,
heard it.
I don't think I've ever heard it, so if I've,
this is the one time where even now I can't rationalize it. I tried so hard. I still don't know what it was. Had to be something, but because again, I don't believe it, but I made a pretty good case. I was certainly spooked. I was home alone, and we only had Olive at the time. We didn't have Oppa. And
because you were freaked out.
I was,
out,
dude.
Bro.
Because so I go to the back, I'm letting Olive out. She's like on the leash. I'm like walking around the back, letting her go potty and just chilling there, like waiting. It's like early winter or something, quiet, no noise, nothing. And then I'm just sitting there, I'm looking out like opposite side of our house. All of a sudden, I just hear, babe. And it sounds just exactly how Claire calls me, babe. Like she was just calling out
verbatim.
Yeah. It sounded just like her, babe, everything. Nothing prompted it or anything, too. And I look back at, like, the house. And she's at work, or she's supposed to be at work. I was like, is she? Yeah, I'm just hearing things. I was like, she's not home. Olive would have noticed or something. But Olive also looked back. That was the thing. Like, whatever it was, Olive heard it, too. I'm like, I was like, that's okay, whatever. So I didn't think about it, whatever, one off. So we keep walking. And then,
because you have a pretty big backyard at that
house. Yeah, we're just kind of, guy's also still trying to train Olive and all this kind of stuff. So then we keep walking, though, and then I hear, babe, babe. And like now she's trying, twice. And it sounds like she's trying to get my attention. It still sounds exactly like her and everything. And at this point, Olive looks exactly where I heard it, which is the door to the, or a small little windowsill we have at the basement, which nothing's down there. And a little windowsill, it's like pitch black and everything. And Olive looks right at it and just starts barking her head off. And I'm looking at it too, like, at this point, I'm like, okay, wait.
You're getting kind of freaked
out. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm not making this up. And so we're standing there and Olive's kind of like barking or whatever. And then I faintly hear just go, can you hear me? It sounded just like Claire again from that thing while I'm looking at it. And I'm like, I'm freaking, because at this point I'm like looking around, there's like none of my neighbors are out, no one's there.
Was it windy or cold?
No, like wind, no nothing, middle of the day. Like I said, like I could have heard a pin drop anywhere, like nothing going on. And I'm looking at it like trying to figure out what, there's
and
nothing
Olive's
going
still barking.
Yeah, Olive's still barking. And I'm like, okay, you're this isn't real.
I was you're
like,
talking you, to yourself.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so like, I was like, what could this be? I'm like, going to this. I was looking everywhere. I'm like, is there another noise? I'm looking everywhere. But I haven't left my spot, of course. I'm in the backyard.
Absolutely not.
I ain't going in the house. And so
you didn't go and explore.
Like, no, well, that's what I was like. Oh, this is a scary movie right now. I go explore and die. So I'm going to stay right here. They're not making a movie out of this. So I'm in the back. And then one last time I hear go, just babe, again. All is still barking her head off. And I got my phone. I call Claire. I'm like, babe, are you home? Like, are you messing with me?
Yeah.
She goes, no, I'm I just got off work. I'm driving home back. Like right now. Why? I'm like, get home as fast as you can. I was like,
as soon as she was like, no, also boom, boom.
I was like, just get home as fast as you can. Olive and I will be in the back. I'll explain later. So
you didn't go in the house.
No, I didn't go back in the house. The screen door was open too. Cause like I just let him out. So I was looking at that thing. It was like dark inside. And then that spooky little window or basement thing. And I was like, this is so cliche. Like we have a dark basement. Nothing's down there. Can't even see it. I was like,
the cliche.
But I can't rationalize it. Like there's nothing in the basement that could be making that noise. The window wasn't
Claire's
open.
Claire's not home.
Claire's not home. Just me and Olive. Olive heard whatever it was too. And was freaking out. Like perking up at first and stuff too. So
and that's like, when like Olive was kind of young too. So she was on her toes.
So I sat there for like 30 minutes until Claire got home. And she comes in and
crying in a fetal position.
As a manly man I was, I let her go into the house first and
make sure.
And then she comes back like, what's going on? I go, okay, cool. And then we went in. And
did
then
you
I was,
go into the basement at all?
Well, I was like, Claire, like, come with me, we gotta find this. And we go down there, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Did you feel like anything? Like
I was just like, I was like, I don't know what this is. And again, it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
I ain't messing with it.
That's the only time that's ever happened.
Only time. But even to this day, that was it. Like, I'm sitting there even thinking, like, there's ghosts aren't real. Rationalize this. What could this be? Nothing.
Couldn't Maybe it was just your mind playing tricks on you or something. Like,
but it was like completely unprompted. And, Olive heard it. I was putting everything together. It's like, okay, I'm not crazy.
Like if Olive was just kind of running around, then you would be like,
oh, yeah. And like, it wasn't like I heard that first babe, but I was like, oh, okay. And then I heard it twice. And then can you hear me? Boom. And then another babe. I'm like,
no, I'm on my way home.
Yeah. I'm like, nope, nope, nope. You know, just getting the holy water.
That
like,
is spooky.
Back. Yeah. I was genuinely freaked out. And, still to this day.
You haven't had anything like that happen here.
But I haven't had anything really happen like that.
That's good. Because I remember you texted.
Got a house without a basement.
Yeah.
He texted us like in the DMs that day, like, guys, like, I'm not kidding you. Like,
I think I might have been late to like a recording. We were supposed to do something. It's like, God, you don't. Long story short,
I think you
bro.
You just needed to talk to somebody. Yeah, maybe. Like anything.
Just tell me I wasn't crazy. But and then it doesn't help. Bless is like, oh, yeah, paranormal. Tell me, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Bless loves
that stuff. Whenever we come down for Fruit Summit, it was always like top five abandoned houses in Belgium. He's like, oh, Belgium.
He would have just had playlist of the dumbest, scary stuff.
Yeah, every time. And then memes.
And I was like, how many views does this have? Like 12 million. I'm like, I am in the wrong line of feel. Like, what am I
doing?
The
abandoned pool in Belgium. And everyone's like, oh my God, that's so spooky. But I would like never like the like going to like the catacombs and stuff like that, like going in on a ghost tour or anything like that. Sydney was always super like intrigued with that. And I was like, nope. Like, nope, you're not going with me.
I think too, that would be so easy. I'd be like, Rob, just dress in a black suit and just walk by this gravestone real quick.
Okay.
And then like YouTube and like, did you see freeze and like go back, enhance, look at slow-mo, look at this figure passing, like
look at the orb flying in the corner.
But yeah, that's the thing too, they never even had anything as compelling as that. It was always like that branch moved.
Yeah,
had to be paranormal.
But Blue was like, I love this.
Oh no, it's Bless. Let's not put that on Blue.
Well, Blue said he liked the ghost hunting shows.
I actually really do get enjoyment out of watching those shows, though.
I hate them.
I don't know. I just love like the atmosphere and like seeing people's reactions to stuff. I think that's why I love them so much, because I don't really believe what they believe in, but just seeing their reaction and how scared they are, and like, I mean, some of the stuff is kind of like, oh, that was pretty fucking creepy, but it's not like, oh, I guess it's the fucking devil. Like
that solidifies.
There's only one thing that like can that's what it is.
Well, I don't watch it. Claire does though, but I think they do it right. I think it's a BuzzFeed show where they have one dude who's like,
I love Unsolved.
Yeah, where one dude is like, He's like,
I fucking love
ghosts
Unsolved.
Are real. And then there's another guy who's like, dude, you're stupid. Ghosts aren't real. So they go together. Mm-hmm. And he's like, did you hear that? He goes, it's nothing. So I like the way that like they play off each other. Like the straight dude's like, you're joking, right? Mm-hmm. And the other guy's like, dude, listen. And it's like some EKG thing. When I was like, spaghetti. He's like, oh my God. And the guy's like, really?
It said spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
yeah.
Yeah, like something like that. But that one's pretty funny. I like that because you do have that.
Yeah.
The other side where it's like, dude, this is stupid. And then you have the one who's like, no, dude. It's real.
Hey, I have to make an apology. And this is to you, Blue. I was roasting you guys for watching Bon Appetit a lot. And I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's
and
actually,
now you're part of it, aren't you?
It's sweet. I like
it's
it a lot.
So sweet.
It's cool. I used to roast. I was like, you guys watch this? Like, it's just a chick cooking. And then I was watching it the other day. I was like, I'm 2 hours in and she's making ruffles. And has made Cheez-Its.
Claire from Bon Appetit Test Kitchen is a treasure that we have to protect.
That's a YouTube channel, right? Or something.
Yeah.
Bon Appetit. It's honestly, it's like the best thing I could use to describe it. It's like The Office, but in a kitchen. But it's also actually real. It is so sick.
What are you trying
I
to say?
Love
The Office
Bon Appetit. It is the best. Oh, Bon Appetit is so good. And Rob was roasting us, but we were like legit all Fruit Summit. We were just sitting there watching like all these Bon Appetit videos. And it was mostly when Dado and Danielle were there. Because I know Dado and Danielle love Bon Appetit. But oh my God, I could binge so much Bon Appetit. Yeah. I'm never going to make most of the shit they make, but
never.
I could binge it.
I'm a bad cook.
Yeah, my takeaway from Fruit Summit was there's a lot of weird paranormal stuff on YouTube I didn't know about. There's some cooking thing on YouTube everyone loves.
There's a lot
and
Dado
really likes Tetris.
Dado really loves Tetris.
Those are the three things I learned in Fruit Summit.
That was one of the most hype moments of Fruit Summit was Dado's Tetris. I was hammered.
For those unaware, pretty much every waking moment we weren't doing something, Dado was trying to play Tetris 99 or that Battle Royale.
It was awesome.
100%.
Always getting hype. And we'd one be sitting there like, oh, hyping our boy up.
Because we'd only ever get like top 50.
Yeah, you'd be like, give
we
me that.
Were lucky.
80th. All right, whatever. You got lucky.
I suck at that.
But you know what doesn't suck?
What?
This ad.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool. And I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Veeam is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Tryfume.com/GG.
Welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast. Now, for our listeners at home, I'm sure you're going to enjoy this one. Saw it on the list we have here. Rob wants to know, on our holiday tier list, where does Halloween fall?
So, like, I don't know. I was just, like, sitting out there, and I was thinking. I was like, I like Halloween, but, like, Halloween
kind of... But do I like it more than St. Patty's?
Like, it loses its, like, its edge. When you're a kid, it's awesome because you get to dress up. And then when you're, like, 15 and 16, you get to kind of be like, ooh, look at me.
Let me put it this way.
We're talking, like, festive holidays, right? Not, like,
yes,
like Columbus.
Yes, not President's Day. Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way. We have it going Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. But if it went Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween, or Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, Halloween is suddenly way less cool.
You think so?
It's just the start of the season.
You think
Halloween
because Halloween
never
is,
been
like,
that
first?
Cool for me, unfortunately.
Yeah, same. But, like, it's something. But throw it after Christmas and Thanksgiving.
It ain't nothing.
No. No, it's an appetizer.
It just gets like everybody excited for it. It's like it's like the cactus, the blossom. Like when you can bring it to the table, it's like, ooh, yeah.
Well, plus for a lot of people in places like Colorado too, usually
it's cold.
By the time Halloween falls around, like winter started. And like pretty much after that, just snow.
It's 30 degrees and just miserable.
Although we've already had like two snows.
Ugh,
two
awful.
Or three.
Hate them.
The worst.
Hate it.
I love it. Because
we don't have a very, Halloween doesn't. Better up than damn.
Yeah, it's freezing here. Whenever it's Halloween, I'd put Halloween B tier.
B tier.
Yeah, not S tier, not A tier. B tier. It's better. It's better than C. It's not average. It's not an average.
What's a C tier holiday for you?
A C tier holiday, like Valentine's. No, I love Valentine's Day. Actually, Valentine's Day is awesome. Labor Day, I guess, because I don't have a job.
It's not festive.
Yeah,
it's
not festive day.
Okay, well, I need festive holidays. I guess St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day would be a
good one.
St. Patrick's Day would definitely be a C tier for me. I don't drink a lot. I'm not Irish.
I mean,
I don't get the whole green thing.
We got to think of it too as like a smash major, right? You know, Halloween would probably be an S tier.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, St. Patty's is like a B tier event. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one's as hyped for that.
Halloween's a solid F tier for me personally. That's an F tier event.
Yeah, I don't really partake in it. I never got big into the dressing up.
Yeah.
I stopped trick or treating after I was like 14.
That's when I stopped when I was like 12. Like I think I kind of stopped a little bit earlier than that.
Plus, I hate it because no one talks about how bad Halloween candy tastes.
Sucks. It's
dude, I do love candy corn though.
I love candy corn.
I love it. I gotta say, I love it.
I don't know
it.
Why people. I always assume like people just love candy corn because there's so much of it.
Hot takes.
I loved it.
These are hot takes.
And I find out people hate it.
Me too.
That was worse than finding out Santa wasn't real.
I was very shocked that people didn't like it. I like it.
What are you thinking about? It makes me want to throw up. Those and Peeps. Never understood it.
I also would put 4th of July in like B tier. I think 4th of July would be
B tier.
What are you trying to say about freedom America, bro?
I just don't like, I'm just not a big into fireworks.
Yeah.
I mean, I like blowing stuff up for like 5 seconds and then going, this is dangerous.
New Year's, how do you feel about New Year's? I feel like New Year's is kind of the same space as Christmas though, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you could. Yeah, it's its own thing.
I would also put Easter probably in C tier.
Easter's an A tier for me.
Really?
Well, wow. It's mostly
because... he probably gets like a feast or something.
I get a feast, dude. Mexicans celebrate Easter like motherfuckers. We are
awesome. Yeah, see, over here it's color eggs and I don't know.
And Peeps, which are gross. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I love Peeps. That's also probably why I hate Halloween so much. Halloween kind of has the unfortunate position of sitting right next to Dia de los Muertos. So,
that's right.
Which is an S tier for me.
That's
S
tier.
I love everything Dia de los Muertos related.
Never participated.
Yeah, but that one's not a.
Yeah,
that one isn't as white. That's a more cultural one.
Yeah,
that's sure. It's definitely more.
I'm not
cultural.
Over here like Dia de los Muertos, bro.
Dia de los Muertos is way fucking cooler. Like we get like all this cool. Like we celebrate lost people. We get to. It's like a citywide thing here in San Antonio. We have all these sugar skulls and so. Big.
What was that?
Downtown gets decorated. I'm just used to. It's just Halloween. Just shares like the same space with a much better cultural event for me.
What's that one movie that Disney and Pixar made? Oh, that's such a great movie.
That did put that taught me a lot more about
Disney. Yeah. Oh, that movie was awesome. I would also put this is maybe a controversial one, but this is a holiday in my opinion.
You've already said candy corn's great, so it can't be worse.
This is an S tier one. New Year's. I think New Year's is dope. I love New Year's. Just get trashed and start the year off right.
Put that like B tier maybe.
Oh, okay, really?
It's just like,
every year it's like
C tier for me.
Oh, see, I'm like another year. Here we go. This is the year I get it together.
I've never been the type to party, though.
Yeah, I don't.
So it's C tier for me from that.
I don't party. Can't even tell you the last. I don't stay up for the ball. I mean, it's like.
There's.
Woo! Can I go to bed now?
There are 3 days of the year you are obligated to party. And this is for me. Okay. It's like, Rob, today you have to party.
You don't have a choice.
New Year's, you have to party.
Right.
You have to get down with it. My birthday. Like birthday weekend, I have to do it.
Of course.
And then the third is, what is the third? The Super Bowl if the Patriots make it. That's it. That's
it. Might as well be it.
Well, and now there's a fourth one, your wedding. So next year, that's like afterwards, like, and everything.
Yeah.
I will party at your wedding.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
So there will be four this year. If the Patriots make the Super Bowl, my birthday. New Year's and your wedding be sick.
Yeah, hopefully people have a good time.
And then this has Black Friday on here.
That's not a holiday.
No,
yeah, that's not a holiday.
That is a corporate
consumerism,
agenda,
and it's fine.
That has been made to appease your consumerist values.
I mean, literally, that's Valentine's Day too. It's a Hallmark. That's what we call Hallmark.
And then there's of course Christmas. Christmas would be A tier for me, not S.
Really?
Yeah.
I go S.
You go S tier?
I don't care so much about the presents, but
just kind of
getting all
like,
the family together and that and Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just the,
that's why the next one was Thanksgiving. I put Thanksgiving in A tier.
The nice memories and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we also have the same meal on Christmas as Thanksgiving. So.
Oh, okay. Those turkey?
And ham.
Oh, okay.
Both.
I prefer the ham. Ham or turkey for you?
Ham, because... my mom just gets a honey baked ham.
No, it's so good.
Yeah.
From the one that's like down the street. Like, yeah. Oh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. I know which one it exactly is talking about. Man. Turkey or ham for you, Blue?
Honestly, both, man.
Okay, so you
can during Christmas, we actually usually have both.
What's the most important part of the meal on Thanksgiving for you?
Dude, tamales. Oh, my God. Oof.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay, see, I have a very jaded. See, my perception of all these holidays is significantly skewed from
yeah,
because I have.
You're honestly,
I mean, Halloween's okay. It's like,
better.
Oh
yeah,
my God, Day of the Dead,
better.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah, all of yours probably taste a lot better.
Mine's just mashed potatoes and gravy. Like that's what needs to be there.
I don't really have a staple food. People say like stuffing.
Oh, what?
Cranberry stuff?
Yeah, okay, cranberry's stuffing. Gross. I love stuffing. No. Oh,
I wish I could get it because everyone eats that shit up. I can't get into.
Don't stuff it in the turkey though. That's fucking gross. Just like leave it on the side. If you punching that turkey, like I don't want it.
Respect that turkey.
Come on. I don't want that.
I didn't ask for that.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody wants to eat the stuffing out of it. Like I don't get it. Like I've seen that before, and I'm like, I'm not eating it anymore. That's gross. Don't do that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Well, especially like, see, my parents still do that. My mom still usually makes the turkey,
mm-hmm.
and I just can't eat the stuffing because I've seen what she's done to that turkey.
Wait, she puts the stuffing still in the turkey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you for not liking stuffing. Then I wouldn't like it.
I've seen what that woman has done to a turkey, and I'm terrified.
I'd probably say pumpkin pie.
Is it okay? That's your favorite? Yeah,
pumpkin pie is great.
With some Cool Whip on top.
Yeah, we'll take that.
I like the Cool Whip.
I don't really like any other pie, especially fruit pie, which is ironic. But like cherry pie and stuff, I don't.
I like banana pie.
Okay, but what's like across all holidays for you guys? What's like the entree or even just food that is just like this is what holiday season's all about for me? Like I gotta if I don't get this candy corn for real, like no meme.
No. I mean it is the trigger.
I would have respected it to be honest.
Like the one that's like this is like the holiday season is starting, like. Probably honey baked ham looks like it's just so good that like the place that we get our hams from is just so good.
Or deviled eggs.
Dude, deviled eggs.
Love me some deviled eggs.
It's a great one.
Stop.
Good for you.
My mom uses extra vinegar and stuff too. make it real nice. Mm. It's real nice. Like, you even add a little sugar and stuff. Mm-mm-mm. Nice. Mm. Deviled eggs for me.
I like that.
Good pick. Deviled egg, that's a solid pick.
What about you, Blue?
Mine, I'm sure it's something. Gonna be, yeah, you already.
What was
Pan de Muerto. It's Mexico's greatest gift to the world. This is our greatest export.
What is that?
It literally translates like dead bread.
Oh,
isn't it like
bread of the dead
or sugar sweet bread or something like that?
Yeah, it's like sugar sweet bread. I when every time you guys come to Pack South, I have like, which by the way,
you didn't,
please
you didn't
come to
go.
Pack South. I always try to get like a bunch of like Mexican sweets to for them to munch on during the week.
They
some
were
dulces.
Sweets. Some of them it's
and
like
Pan de Muerto. Mm, this is the greatest. That's the greatest gift to mankind.
Not basura.
Basura.
It's not trash.
Yeah, isn't that trash?
Not trash.
Yeah. Not trash. I don't know how to, that's not. How do you say not in Spanish? That's just not right.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, it's not. Okay. No. No basura.
No basura.
It means muy delicioso. See, dude,
you're
I can.
You're doing great.
I'm nice.
Speaking of trash, though,
what
people are torn on rather on whether this was the move or not.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Shroud going to Mixer.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's. I think it's good.
You mean it's a bad move or a good move?
Good move for. Are we talking like good move for him or like good move in like the whole gaming genre and like content for content creators?
I'd say for Mixer and for Shroud.
I think it's going to be the same thing as the Ninja Effect. Dude. I think it'll be hype for. I think it'll be hype for 2 weeks, and then I think he'll see a drop off. I truly think with you can have millions and millions of dollars, dude. There's something money can't buy you, dude, and that's a culture. Like a culture has to be worked for, and it just has to kind of happen with a website.
Yeah, but it can buy them retirement money.
Well, exactly. So like, I don't blame them for going, but Mixer will never have that kind of culture you have at Twitch already with like the emotes. Yeah.
They could though. You never know. I mean, you just said it takes time to cultivate, so they'll cultivate their own.
But I don't know, but can they both cultivate in the same like kind of space, though? Because you need to have people to cultivate, but all the people are still at Twitch. Like, I think I looked at a thing, and it was like, Twitch had like 80% of like the concurrent viewers of like quarter three, and then like Mixer was like 10%, Facebook Gaming was like 5%, and it was like Caffeine was like 3% or something like that. So I think it could get its culture at some point, but until that Twitch goes from like 80 to like 65 or 60, then maybe you'll see a kind of a culture build then, but I just don't think it can ever be what like Twitch's is.
And Twitch definitely has the advantage of like literally having like a decade of build up before it became, you know, this Amazon monster. So
yeah.
But I do think it's way easier to compete against something like Twitch than it is YouTube.
Oh, for
100%.
Sure.
There's a reason you're seeing live streaming platforms trying to compete, but we still have no video platform trying to compete.
I mean,
like YouTube still doesn't even really.
What is it like?
Yeah, I mean, there have been a lot of platforms that have tried to compete with YouTube, but YouTube is just monopoly at this point.
Well, that and like how expensive it even is to run it. Like Google isn't even really making money still. Like
really
that's just how expensive
YouTube?
It is. Yeah. Just think of the server infrastructure alone now.
Just how many videos are uploaded to that server at a constant rate.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy.
But I think Shroud is actually right up there with as big of a ninja move.
For sure. I'm not saying he's like smaller or anything. I think it's actually maybe even bigger because he's not just kind of.
He's not just Fortnite.
He could be playing PUBG. He could be playing CS. He could be playing this. He could be playing that and still get 20K.
When I feel like he also has a longer and more dedicated following
than what Ninja had with being a bunch of 10-year-olds.
Yeah. Like, I think people will follow For Shroud more so than Ninja. So I wouldn't be surprised to tune in and see Shroud doing better than Ninja.
So let's just say, like, of the 35,000 viewers he has on a Twitch stream, how many of those 35,000 would you assume would come to? I don't
know. I'd say maybe he'll average 15 now.
Okay, so you think about a half or 15% or a half drop off of what he would have on Twitch, which I'm sure is fine because I'm sure they threw.
Oh,
Bill Gates was like, hey, like,
yeah, there's
money.
He wouldn't do it for anything less.
To willingly like split, like to willingly say, hey, I don't mind streaming for like a third
of the like
of my usual viewership, right? Like that's like That's retirement money.
Well, at that point, too, 30,000 viewers and like a chat room, you know, in a chat experience, there's not really a difference in the chat room experience from 30,000 to 15,000.
Right.
The only time you're going to see that is just, yeah, exactly. It's just still ridiculously amount. And like Shroud's not reading his chat and like.
He's busy fragging.
Mm-hmm. You
know? I don't think.
Go ahead.
You go first.
Well, mine is kind of a tangent, so.
Okay, well, I'll keep it concise. I think these big names are probably good for like the notoriety of Mixer, but I don't think Mixer is ever going to compete with Twitch until it's like the mid-tier streamers that make up the backbone of these streaming platforms move over.
Yeah, like if you look at Mixer,
there's
like
no in between.
Subs,
yeah. There's like Shroud, Ninja, and there's everyone else.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is I think, too.
There's no upper middle class. There's no
middle class in Mixer.
Yeah, I think that's what I think this is part of their strategy, too. It's not to recuperate it all just purely from Shroud, but the effect it has. Ninja alone moving probably the most attention Mixer's ever gotten. Be up that. And then you do have like small streamers like, well, ninjas. So you probably get new and upcoming ones, which means you'll now have people who've started on your platform, stick to your platform, or you have some smaller communities that aren't huge, but enough, they move over, they try to capitalize on your platform, they'll start to go. And then, yeah, what Blue said is like when you're able to then convince or get a few people in that mid-tier to move, or you start to get a mid-tier that competes, I think that's the difference. But if they keep separating and getting these big announcements, like eventually too, like it's going to be more and more appealing. Like, oh, wow, they have these people. And I think that's the thing, too, is, like, if I were Mixer, the next announcement I would be is, like, not, like, a huge name, but here's, like, 15
like
names
middle.
You probably recognize,
yeah.
But aren't, like...
Like my Mr. Fruit. Like, hey. Like someone your streamer level, though, you know what I mean? Like, someone who's not a giant streamer, but someone who's well-known, like, in the streaming
like,
and kind of
like
content creating world.
Realistically, these are, like, entry points to a platform, like Lyric or Tim the Tatman, or Ninja, and Shroud, and, like, Dire's Effect. These are, like, entry points to, like, your platform. Because I don't stay for those streamers specifically. I stay for, like, all the people who are more specific to my interests. Like, obviously in Destiny, right? You have, like, Datto, or like, Leopard, or people like that, who are more specific to, like, what I really want to watch. You know what I mean? So...
Yeah.
And that's not really something Mixer has yet.
No.
Which I mean, eventually, with the whole getting all these big names and more people will be like, oh, maybe Mixer is a good platform. But I hope Mixer has a good strategy, because this isn't something that I guess we're really going to see the effects of for a while.
Well, I think
like
what they need to
do... How does Shroud Ninja actually affect the platform?
Yeah, I think what they need to do now is also branch into non-FPS. You got some shooter people. And that's still your plot. Like, it was literally known just as like a battle royale meme, like thing. Cause all the only thing people stream is like Fortnite. That's all your platform had. You need to diversify. And that's why even maybe picking up some people from Twitch who aren't or a variety or IRL or something like that, that's a little bit different. Then that helps even more because you're trying to. I don't know how much they want to do like IRL stuff, but at least, you know, get someone who does like Co Carnage, for instance. That would be pretty big. You
like
get
Dan's
this guy.
Gaming or something.
Yeah,
like
Dan's
that.
Game. People who do just
get
different games, not just
titty
shooters.
Streamers to mix.
Or Baru. Baru would be nuts. Like,
oh,
I think
Baru.
that would be a
I don't know,
pretty
Baru
crazy
would ever leave
announcement.
Twitch, though.
No, I don't think so either. But
I think everyone has a number.
That's true that everyone has a number. That's very true, though.
Yeah. It's just whether or not Mixer thinks they're worth the number.
Well, I get that like Microsoft owns Mixer, right? Well, there's another huge conglomerate that owns Twitch, which is Amazon. Do we ever think Amazon is going to start throwing money like to keep guys like a Dr. Disrespect or like a Tim? Like if Tim comes and says like, hey, Mixer offered me $20 million for 2 years. Like,
they have such a big market share that I don't, like there's not
they just don't care and they're just willing to lose that?
Because that's the different thing too though is like people are like, man, they're not going to recoup what they paid Shroud. I can guarantee no matter how much they paid Shroud, it's still less than what Bill Gates wipes his butt with. Like, it's still probably such a drop for them.
It's
that we think it's crazy. and it's life changing for them. But like as a company, like again, you have Microsoft.
I'm sure a Super Bowl ad for 30 seconds for Microsoft cost 25 times more than what they decided to pay Shroud.
So instead, they're making these purchases right now, I think, to invest in their company. But you're seeing Microsoft willing to put money into this, whereas we're not seeing the same with Amazon.
Yeah, and then like you also have Facebook, who's also willing to like pay a bunch of streamers to go and stream on their platform.
Which I think Mixer has a better shot than Facebook.
For sure.
Yeah. Facebook's a meme at this point. Well, like, for me, I find it so hard now that like people still use that. Because for me, it's like,
hey, do you want to stream to boomers?
Yes. Yeah. That's why it was like my parents like use Facebook. I went on Facebook the other day. I had 7 people wish me happy birthday. They were all part of my family and boomers. Like all of them.
Yeah, I can't even. I just don't even log on.
Nobody of my friends uses Facebook. The only people who use Facebook are my boomer parents.
And with that, I think we'll end this episode. That was a good one.
Well,
a good one to end on.
Let's not end it too quickly because we have sort of a wholesome kind of announcement. As you guys know, Christian is getting married. I think this is probably something you should probably bring up now as I grab it because I'll probably start crying.
My
Blue doesn't know anything.
Oh yeah, Blue doesn't know either. So I surprised Rob with this little comic because I asked him to be my best man for my wedding.
I walked in a little early and I started crying a lot. I'm trying to hold back tears now, but yeah, we're wedding coming to you soon, and now I'm freaking out because I have to do a speech in front of 8,000 people.
But it's a comic, I Am All Might.
Yeah, it's super cool.
And Rob is Deku.
I love it. I'm going to hang it up. Yes, I said no, by the way.
Yeah, you said no.
I said no.
I'm lockers. Yep, so we did that.
That was really fun. Thank you, dude. Very, very excited for your wedding, and I'm very honored that you would even putting me in your groomsman, let alone be your best man. So thank you, man.
We're gonna party, man.
It's gonna be fun.
So
all right, now kiss.
Now kith. So with that, that is episode 12 of the GG Over Easy podcast. Next week, no themes.
I don't.
It's just gonna be an episode. I think
November.
Yeah,
we made it. Unlucky number 13.
We're past Halloween. We should just cancel. Yeah. That's probably it, right?
Rabby V all over the internet. Catch me there.
Blue?
Blue Uslo all over the internet.
I wish I had my hand. Search Mr. Fruit. Maybe you'll find me.
And then my Mr. Fruit on Twitch.
Yeah. Because apparently if you search Mr. Fruit on Twitch, it doesn't even like...
Doesn't. I tried the other day. Doesn't.
You just get some random channel. People are like, I've been following like Mr. Fruit Zero for like a year. I didn't realize you had a Twitch. So, yeah,
well. My Mr. Fruit. We'll get it one day.
We'll get that. We will see you all. Thank you very much to everybody who either watched on YouTube or listened on whichever podcast platform you like. If you're listening on that podcast platform you like, be sure to leave it a like or a rating, 5 stars, whatever. Helps us out a lot.
And make sure you check out the ad read, audio listeners, that is in this episode this week.
Yeah. And with that, have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll talk to you in the next one. See you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.